This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines. Four village heads from Meghalaya and three rural champions from Sikkim will attend Independence Day celebrations as special guests at Red Fort, New Delhi. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Dohuma says state's close proximity to Golden Triangle causes frequent smuggling of drugs from Southeast Asian countries. More than 3,000 people benefit from Sarkar Aapke Dwar, organized by District Administration East Kameng in collaboration with Indian Army in Arunachal Pradesh. Ambassador of Republic of Korea to India, Lee Seong-ho, visits Tripura to strengthen bilateral relations and explore business opportunities. The news in detail. The Ministry of Jal Shakti is hosting special guests nationwide for the Independence Day 2025 celebrations at Red Fort in New Delhi. These guests include village heads, members of village water and sanitation committees, and other grassroots champions who have made significant contributions to rural development. From Sikkim, the guests include Ambika Chetri, Panchayat President of Namli Gram Panchayat Unit, Seisei Hang Limbu, Panchayat President of Hi GPU, and Bhaskar Bhattarai, Panchayat Vice President of Samling Marchak GPU, Gangtok District. From Meghalaya, four village heads who will attend the Independence Day as special guests include Leverias Dakar, Chairman of the Village Water and Sanitation Committee, Light Minsau, Krin Dakar from Lumsken, Srimati Kasino Marag, village head of Aminda Rangasagri, and Almendi Shira from Williamnagar, Chachadgre. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Dohuma yesterday said that the state's close proximity to the Golden Triangle, which is well known for drug trafficking, has caused frequent smuggling of drugs from the Southeast Asian countries. The Chief Minister was addressing a state-level and Aizawl district-level program on Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan Drugs-Free India campaign at Lam Mual in Aizawl, participated by more than 600 students from various schools and colleges under the banner Fight Against Drugs. The Chief Minister said drugs must be eradicated completely and urged the communities to be vigilant and united in their fight against drugs abuse to ensure that the Mizo society remains protected from such harmful influences. He encouraged the young people to abstain from drugs and warned that occasional use of them is the first step towards addiction. The Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan is being implemented in 372 districts across the country, including all the 11 districts in Mizoram. Ambassador of the Republic of Korea to India, Lee Seong-ho, who is on a visit to Tripura as part of his outreach to strengthen bilateral relations and explore business opportunities in the state, yesterday visited the integrated checkpost at Agartala and interacted with officials of the Land Ports Authority of India. Talking to Akashvani Agartala, the ambassador expressed delight on visiting the state, noting its rich cultural heritage, abundant natural resources, scenic beauty and strategic location as a gateway to Bangladesh. Highlighting areas of possible collaboration, Lee pointed to the growing interest in Korean beauty products in Tripura, suggesting that Korean expertise in the sector could help to boost the economy and society of Tripura. In Arunachal Pradesh, the District Administration East Kameng, in collaboration with the Indian Army, successfully organized the Sarkar Aapke Dwar in Sepa yesterday. An extensive medical camp, including a specialized eye camp, benefited more than 3,000 people who received free health checkup and eye tests. In a major boost to local health care, the Indian Army donated an ambulance and essential medical equipment to strengthen the emergency response and rural health infrastructure in East Kameng district. Manipur observed the Patriots' Day yesterday, remembering martyrs who laid down their lives during the Anglo-Manipur War in 1891. The observation was held at various places in Manipur and outside the state where Manipuris reside. The state-level observation was held at Bir Tikrandajit Park in Imphal. Speaking at the function, Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla, while mentioning about the Anglo-Manipuri War 1891, said, "Our brave forefathers fought against the mighty British, and from these events the younger generation has to learn lessons. Patriotism is not about remembering the past, but carrying forward the ideology that our heroes laid down their lives." In the morning, the governor paid floral tributes at the memorial sites of Yuvraj, Tikrandajit and Thangal General, who were hanged to death by the British on August 13, 1891. In a spirited celebration of patriotism, the Bharatiya Janata Yuva Morcha Nagaland launched a statewide Har Ghar Tiranga Yatra bike rally yesterday. Over 300 bikers participated in the Dimapur leg of the rally, including two female riders who were specially acknowledged for their active involvement in the male-dominated ride. Similarly, in Arunachal Pradesh, Governor K.T. Parnaik distributed the national flag to officials and staff of the Raj Bhavan as part of the nationwide Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. While presenting the flags, the governor urged everyone to nurture the spirit of nationalism and unity. Assam Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya yesterday convened a meeting with the Directorate of Sainik Welfare at Raj Bhavan in Guwahati, focusing on the welfare and empowerment of ex-servicemen and war widows in the state. The meeting was attended by Lieutenant General Retired Rana Pratap Kalita and Director of Sainik Welfare Brigadier Retired Palash Chaudhary, along with senior officials. The governor engaged in a threadbare discussion on strengthening welfare initiatives and emphasized the need as to how Sainik Welfare Board can serve as a catalyst for the empowerment of ex-servicemen and integration of the nation. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Kisangma yesterday laid down the foundation stone for the beautification and upgradation of the Udo, one of the oldest and largest traditional markets in Meghalaya. The initiative aimed at improving both infrastructure and aesthetics will be executed in three phases. The occasion was graced by Deputy Chief Minister in charge of PWD Roads and Buildings, Preston Tinsong, and Deputy Chief Minister in charge of Urban Affairs, Snubh Halangdhar, Cabinet Ministers, along with the Chief of Hima Milim and other guests. The Meghalaya State Education Commission yesterday submitted its report to the state government following extensive consultation with educators, professionals and teacher associations. The report addresses key areas including school consolidation, higher education reform, teacher training, student performance and structural transformation across the education sector. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma said this will serve as a vital roadmap for stakeholders and policymakers committed to driving meaningful reform and shaping the future of education in Meghalaya. In Tripura, with an aim of making rural women self-reliant, a three-day training camp has started at Kwai Divyodaya Agricultural Science Center, Tripura, under the initiative of the State Science and Technology Department. In this program, the women will be taught how to prepare daily necessities like soap, incense sticks, idols, face wash, phenyl, through organic methods using five elements, milk, curd, ghee, cow urine and cow dung. Scientists from Maharashtra's Mahatma Gandhi Institute of Rural Industrialization will provide the training to a total of 65 women. Mizoram's lone Lok Sabha member Richard Van Lal Mangeha urged the Border Roads Organization to expedite the ongoing projects and resolve land acquisition issues in the state. During a meeting with BRO Director General Lieutenant General Raghu Srinivasan at the BRO headquarters in New Delhi, Richard urged the director to expedite the construction of roads and other developmental infrastructures currently being undertaken by the BRO across Mizoram. He also requested the BRO Director General to take steps to ensure that the construction of concrete bridges, which has been halted for some time, to be resumed. The Northeast will now have two Indian Institutes of Management, with the Union Cabinet giving its approval to a bill to set up an Indian Institute of Management at Guwahati in Assam. The IIM Guwahati will be the second IIM in the Northeast after Shillong and the 22nd IIM in the country. The move further strengthens Guwahati's position as a major education hub in the region, already home to premier institutions such as the Indian Institute of Technology Guwahati, National Law University and Judicial Academy, and All India Institute of Medical Sciences. As the nation prepares to celebrate Independence Day, let us come together not just as individuals but as one people, one heartbeat, one India. Under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, let's proudly hoist the Tiranga from today to the 15th of August at every home in every heart. This is more than a flag, it's a feeling, a legacy, a symbol of our freedom. This Independence Day, let the tricolour wave from every rooftop and rise in every soul. Don't forget to click a selfie with Tiranga and share it on social media. Join the movement, celebrate unity, celebrate India. Visit harghartiranga.com for details. And before we end, the headlines once again. Four village heads from Meghalaya and three rural champions from Sikkim will attend Independence Day celebrations as special guests at Red Fort, New Delhi. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Dohoma says state's close proximity to Golden Triangle causes frequent smuggling of drugs from Southeast Asian countries. More than 3,000 people benefit from Sarkar Aapke Dwar, organized by district administration, is coming in collaboration with Indian Army in Arunachal Pradesh. Ambassador of Republic of Korea to India, Lee Seo-ho, visits Tripura to strengthen bilateral relations and explore business opportunities. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.